All right, Eagles fans, I'm Alex Smith back here at the NovaCare Complex. And I'm very pleased to be joined today by Eagles defensive end Connor Barwin. Connor, first of all, thanks for coming on. Fourth training camp for you here with the Eagles already. I'm sure this one feels a little bit different. New coaching staff, new people inside the building. What's been the biggest difference from your perspective?
The biggest difference, Alex, is probably the amount of time in between snaps, obviously. With Chip, it was just about getting as many plays ran during practice as we could. Now with Doug, it's about running as many kind of high-quality plays as we can and getting them right defensively and getting them right on offense.
And what does that do for you as a player? Instead of waiting to see when the film comes out, you get to be, you know, things get corrected right away.
Well, you know, you still go into the film room and correct things, but I think it's more, it carries over more to what happens in the game. You know, you run a play and then you get a little bit of a break, then you run a play. Now, obviously, if we play San Francisco, it'll be a little bit different. But for right now, the majority of the NFL runs a play, have a break, and then run your best play. So we're just trying to put our best effort, our best technique forward every single rep we get out here.
We're also seeing some of the live tackling periods, which we haven't seen around here in the last couple of years. How much does that make a difference for you to get that in early in camp, to get that physicality kind of amped up a little bit?
Well, I think, you know, at this point, a lot of us know how to tackle, obviously, but it's fun to sprinkle in some live tackle drills just because it kind of builds up some energy. Obviously, you know, it increases the competition level and kind of gets everybody excited when you kind of throw those in a couple periods during practice. So it's fun.
Does the trash talking kind of go up too with those?
Well, everybody... Everybody just gets on high alert, you know, when it's live tackling, that's when and the bullets are flying, and you better be ready to play.
Let's talk about this defensive scheme for a little bit. Obviously, we've talked a lot about the attack mentality of it, but Jim Schwartz also has said that he doesn't like to blitz too much. He likes to rely on the front four to get pressure. What does it mean to have your coach kind of put that faith in the D-line to get pressure on the quarterback?
Well, you love it. I mean, you know, he depends on us four to get pressure. Every once in a while, he wants to blitz a little bit. But again, like you said, he wants to get pressure there with the top four guys. He's going to rotate us up front to make sure we're fresh all game long. And it's on us to help the DBs, you know, and get teams off the field.
As you make that transition back to defensive end, you've talked about how it's more of a natural position for you. But what's one thing that you're maybe working on as you transition back to that spot?
Well, I think the one thing is there's some movement coming out of a three-point stance that I'm working on. I mean, when I would get into a three-point stance last year, the last couple of years, it's usually on nickel, and I'm rushing off the edge. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe on first, second down, I'm on the edge a lot, but sometimes you got to slant in, you got to angle down two gaps. So I think working on that movement and those steps out of a three-point stance is something I'm working on right now.
And we hear a lot about the wide nine technique. For fans who maybe aren't aware of what that means, what does that mean to you to set up as that wide nine?
Well, you know, we don't even really talk about it that much. I haven't heard people really say wide nine that much. But we get in a nine technique. We don't want to get too wide, but we're really, our job is to just crush that tight end, you know, and not even really pretend he's there. Just kind of run through him and set the edge right through him.
My final question here for you, Connor. This defensive line with yourself, Fletcher, Benny, Brandon, Vinny, I mean, this is a really talented group. What do you think the ceiling is for this defensive line?
Well, I think it's a good group. Again, like I said, you know, there's going to be six to eight of us that are playing and rotating all game long, and that's going to make all of us better. You know, I don't know where our ceiling is yet, but I know, you know, our goal is to be one of the, you know, a disruptive group and be one of the most effective groups in the league.
Eagles defensive end Connor Barwin, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Alex.
And thank you all for joining us right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.